Indeed. Now with University of Maryland women's basketball coach Brenda Freeze coming into her, is this right, 12th season at Maryland?
I know. It just goes
12
by
years
so fast.
Already? It's amazing. It seems like you just got here.
Incredible. Yeah, I'm actually one of the older coaches now in our conference. So it tells you how quickly time goes by.
Now, before we jump into hoops too much, I want to ask how the twins doing?
Outstanding. You know, they're in kindergarten and, reading, right, learning their letters and their numbers. And, Tyler, my son that was diagnosed with leukemia, he's got two more treatments and will be celebrating December 10th as his last day at Hopkins. So just a lot of great things going on.
Oh, no kidding. What a special year this is turning out to be then. Indeed. Excellent. Indeed. I just remember, it was the end of the season. You were getting ready to have the twins. That literally seemed like just yesterday.
I know. Most people say that, they're 5 and a half, almost going to be 6 in February. So, yeah. And when you have kids, I think most people know this and understand it. I mean, it's just warp speed in terms of how quickly the years go by.
No kidding. And warp speed in that we are now ready for another season. You tip off this Friday at South Florida. And so as we go into the season, I guess the biggest concern almost and for anyone down in College Park right now is, God forbid, injuries. Last year, they bit you. They bit the football team time and again with the basket of Seth Allen's. Are you guys healthy? Are you good?
We are healthy. 14 players.
Hey!
We had, four players come back from knee injuries last year, three ACLs, a dislocated kneecap, and I'm happy to report that they're all cleared. They're all, ready to play. They look really good. We have depth at every position. We have five seniors. We're led by, obviously, our All-American Alyssa Thomas, and she's a senior. So, really talented team that's been preseason ranked in the top five, and just high goals and high expectations.
No kidding. And you mentioned Alyssa Thomas, and I don't necessarily like to compare to other players in the past, because then you might have, it sounds like you might have denigrating one of the others. But what is it that she has been that makes her so special? I mean, for last year, what did she do? Correct me if I'm wrong, but she led the conference in scoring, rebounding, and assists. Is that
yeah.
How is that
that's
possible?
It. Ran the point position for
sure.
Us and played 1 through 4. So, obviously the thing that separates Alyssa is her versatility. She can, play every single position on the floor. She's built like a LeBron James on the men's side, on the women's side. She's powerful. She's explosive, really hard to defend in the open court, and, just does anything and everything for her teammates and for this program.
And now, you guys have come so close the last several years. Again, it's like the Sweet 16 is like the bare minimum now, it seems. You're expecting a Final Four. There's a national championship, of course, on the resume. But with considering now you've got everybody back, you have, arguably the best player in the country with Alyssa. I mean, I can only imagine the expectations this year are as high as they can be.
They are every year. We set that standard of excellence, and we do. We want to compete for championships, and our last, season in ACC play, and obviously postseason, and what we feel this team can do. But, we learned a lot last year. We had those same goals, and things can change, quickly within the course of a season. So we're just trying to take every day, one day at a time, get better, use our depth, use our 14 players, to be able to send in waves and have the best possible season we can.
And four freshmen involved now this year, including one out of Baltimore, young lady out of Digital Harbor, I believe, Alexis Harrison. Tell me about her and what can we expect?
Yeah, obviously Alexis is, we love being able to keep, the best players home, and, someone who is extremely athletic, can jump out of the gym, can rebound, block shots, run the floor, is really kind of adjusting to the game right now, from an inside outside position, but has a huge, career ahead for herself.
As far as your competition in the ACC, is it the usual suspects, Duke, Carolina, expected to be right up there at the top again?
They are. are, and then you got to add Notre Dame this year. So we were able to, you know, add another great opponent when you talk about Notre Dame coming in and, you know, the runs that they've had. So it's going to be fierce battles, you know, so we're looking forward to the matchups. We have Notre Dame coming into our place to play this season. We have Connecticut coming in, you know, defending national champions next Friday on the 15th at 6 o'clock. So just great teams across the board that we're going to get to play this season.
And how nice of the ACC to let Notre Dame and D come here, because they wouldn't let Duke and Carolina come in the final season. You probably
yeah,
won't.
You know it's that's probably just a great thing. You know, we don't have to go to South Bend, so you know, I mean, but yeah, you know, interesting how that works. You know, both us and the men don't have Duke or Carolina coming to home to play in Comcast, but that's okay. You know, I'm excited about it being battle tested. You know, with our experience and five seniors, I want to take them on the road and tough, you know, places, and it'll get you ready for postseason.
How relevant is that storyline? Is it something that we could, like, you know, for fans, media to talk about as far as it being the final season in the ACC? How relevant is it for you and your team this year?
You know, I don't know how much, like, you know, players and teams really think much about it, to be quite honest. You're so, you know, fixed on competition and fixed on getting better in practices and games. So, you know, I think for our kids, it's like they just want to go out and they want to play against some of the best competition. Obviously, you know, as you know, we're transitioning, you want to finish the best way possible. I think everybody who has high goals wants to be able to see that happen.
You've been here, like I said earlier, 12th year now at Maryland. I mean, and is this just the place that you, I mean, I can't imagine going to a place where you would have a chance to be offered more as far as when it comes to facilities, when it comes to resources, place to live. Is this a place that you want to can envision yourself coaching the rest of your career?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I hope I'm fortunate and blessed enough to be able to retire here on my terms, you know, the day I want to call it quits, because it is, you know, it's home for us. My husband, you know, went to Maryland, grew up here, you know, our children, I would love to be able to see one day in their near future if that becomes the course. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, in my opinion, there's not a better job in the country.
And we, I believe, as fans in the area, would be very fortunate if that were the case. Hey, Coach, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck to tip off the season again. Starts at South Florida on November 8th, but then Loyola at home on the 10th, and then the 15th, Connecticut at home. That's a nice way to start off the season.
Oh, absolutely. Hopefully we can get everybody out and come out and see this really talented team.
Okay, thanks. Look forward to get down there and talk to you soon in person.
All right, thanks so much.
Okay, Brenda Fries, University of Maryland women's basketball coach, once again back for another top 10 team, ready to gear up the season. If you haven't gone and check him out, make sure to do so.